And welcome back to Adventures in Jazz as we continue this half hour with a couple more jazz guitarists as we count down the top 50 jazz guitarists of all time. Right before the break, we were listening to Steve Kahn, who is the son of songwriter Sammy Kahn. Coming in at number 30, in this half hour, we're going to be turning to the great guitarist Lee Ritenour. He was born in 1952, nicknamed Captain Fingers. L.A.-born Ritenour recorded with the Mamas and Papas while still a teenager before becoming an in-demand session ace whose clients included Frank Sinatra, Barry White, and Aretha Franklin. Ritenour's solo career took off in 1976 when he followed a fusion path that was funkier, lighter, and less grandiose than bands such as Return to Forever. He's also a former member of the influential smooth jazz group 4Play. Well, the numbers I've picked from Lee Ritenour come from one of his more jazz-oriented CDs. This was recorded for GRP. It's called Westbound, a tribute to the late Wes Montgomery. Our first song is a Wes Montgomery original called 4-on-6, and then we're going to follow that up with Road Song. Here is Lee Ritenour. Thank you. The great sound of Lee Ritenour with Road Song, and before that, 4-on-6 from the CD Westbound. Lee coming in at number 30 on our countdown. Well, coming in at number 29 is the great guitarist Pat Martino. Pat's got a new CD out, and I've been playing from it the last few weeks. It's a really nice CD, and I'm glad to see Pat Martino making a return to jazz. He was born in 1944. This Philly axe master is a musical shapeshifter who can switch from straight-ahead jazz to fusion and post-bop at the drop of a plectrum. He served his apprenticeship with soul jazzers Willis Jackson, brother Jack McDuff, and Richard Groove Holmes before establishing his solo career in the latter half of the 1960s. Keen to share his knowledge, Martino has also written textbooks on approaches to guitar playing. Well, I've gone back to the latest CD from Pat Martino. It's called Formidable, and we're going to hear a song that he made popular. It's called El Hombre, and then after that, a song called El Niño. Here is the great guitarist, Pat Martino. Thank you.
Thank you.
Martino on the guitar with El Nino. Before that, we heard El Hombre, both of those from his latest release, Formidable. Well, that's going to wind up this half hour, and we hope you're enjoying our countdown of the top 50 jazz guitars of all time. And that's going to wind up our countdown, because coming up in the next hour, we are going to be switching gears and turning to some music by a very fine pianist. His name is Richard Dowling, and this features Richard playing some pieces made popular by Scott Joplin in preparation for the Scott Joplin and Four States Jazz Festival, which is next weekend, March 30th and March 31st. So I hope you'll stay tuned with me here as we switch gears. We listen to some classic Scott Joplin recordings from a three CD set from Rivermont CDs featuring Richard Dowling on the piano, who will be here in Texarkana next weekend at the Scott Joplin Four States Jazz Festival. I'm Frank Miller. You're listening to Adventures in Jazz. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more music right after this.